This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yes, the Super Bowl is mostly about football. Fine. But there is no small part of Sunday that's really going to be about the food. Nachos and chicken wings and beer. And the bars and restaurants that are known for and usually make a whole lot of money on that particular game day are in for a complicated weekend, what with in-person dining restrictions in flux around much of the country. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab talked to some business owners about how they think Super Bowl Sunday is going to go down.
Forget the intricate plays happening on the field. Jim Friss is focused on his team in the kitchen.
It's mass chaos, 4 to 6:30.
Friss owns PJW Restaurant Group, which has a bunch of sports bars in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. He says takeout now makes up the majority of his business on game days, but he still expects his restaurants to be as busy as they can be, even on the outside.
And you're looking in at, 75-inch TVs, it's not hard to see.
He says a lot of customers stream the audio on their phones. It won't be the usual party, but Friss is just happy New Jersey is extending its curfew past 10 p.m. 10 will still be the rule in parts of Minnesota and New Mexico. Hopefully the game doesn't go into overtime. Indoor dining is closed in most of Washington state. Anthony Antone at the Washington Hospitality Association says he's seeing lots of catering specials, even from restaurants with food you might not associate with the Super Bowl.
Thai food, Korean food. I love the idea of food from around the world for your Super Bowl snacks.
Still, nothing will get in the way of some sports lovers and their traditional Super Bowl, even if they must sit outside. Jennifer Kay is with Eat, Drink, Be Merry, which has 8 sports bars in New York City. On Sunday, staff will wheel out the TVs. Think those AV carts your grade school teacher brought in on movie day. Kay says it's really for their regulars. Game days aren't what they used to be.
It's not just like we've been closed for 13 weeks of football. We're coming up on a year, sporadically being open with percentages and taking weather into account and all those things. Football is just one small piece of that puzzle.
On Sunday, there will be spiked hot cider and electric heaters. But in the end, she says, it'll just be another day of doing business during a pandemic. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.